We're lost. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We've been winding our way through here for, what, 3 hours? We are definitively lost. Dude, are you... I don't want to be rude here, but I don't even know if we're in the same fucking dimension at this point. No, it's only 4 miles of trails altogether. It's not that big. It's one fucking cornfield, okay? The Walmart is bigger than this. My dick is bigger than this. Just... Yeah. And yet, we're still here. No, I know getting lost is pretty much the point, but the even greater mission is finding your way back out of the maze, especially before they close. Or you dehydrate, I guess, whichever one's first. Oh no, my friend, that camel has been sucked dry. We've been out of water for at least 30 minutes. And it was nasty, by the way. I crushed those Deer Park bottles. That's how dire this has become. Oh, okay. I am a water snob, you know, and I wear that with pride. And guess what? I'm not apologizing, okay? Maybe to Flint, maybe, but not to you. Okay. Well then, maybe you should apologize for our entire predicament then, huh? You're being awfully shifty with that responsibility. Calling it like I see it, champ. You've been the one leading the way here, okay? And again, I do mean no offense, honestly, genuinely, but how often do you lose your car? I'm very curious. Like, I don't know, like, are you one of those idiots who ends up lugging your dumb ass across each floor of the parking deck like that episode of Seinfeld? God, ow, that hurt me. What the fuck is that? Don't, wait, let me get, I need you as a meat shield. I know it's a truck, what the hell is in the driver's seat? I don't want to get too close, oh God, okay. Holy shit, it's a... when have you seen a scarecrow that looks like that? That is morbid. My God. Okay. So just a scarecrow. Not like a real human mummy. Okay. Just a scarecrow sitting in a truck looking like Harold. You read Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, right? God. Fuck, God, wow, that is uncanny. I love it. Props to the decor squad. In my mind, I was like, how did they drive the truck through the maze without fucking the corn up? Because they planted it around. It's a prop. It's probably doing whatever. There's a lot of thoughts going through my head right now, which is surprising because I thought I had used them all up, judging your directions every step of the way. It's looking at me. Okay, which way did we come from? Okay. So we came from there, right? Oh, fuck. Harold screwed me up. Okay, I think we came from that direction. We're heading west, if I've been reading the sun right. Although, if we have been Twilight Zoned, who knows? So this is a kind of good marker, at least, right? This is our big breadcrumb. Although it does mean that we've never been this way before. That could be good, right? We're making some sort of that's it. We're making some sort of progress. Okay. I have an idea. Wait, why haven't I thought of this before? Okay. it's cheating, but who gives a shit about integrity at this point? Do you? No? Thank God. Okay, let me get on your shoulders. Standing, sit, I don't know, whichever helps me see over this fucking corn. I want a bird's eye view, you know? Oh, I don't know how stable that truck is. I don't want to stand on it and test fate or tetanus. I don't like that long ponder. Are you thinking about it because you want to win by your own merit or because you think I'll be heavy? I mean, I will, but I mean, I'm not telling. Okay, you know what? We can make it like a carnival game. Okay, you can guess my weight. Come on. Okay, just hold. Okay. And all right. Okay. Whoa, okay. Oh boy, we haven't done this outside of a pool. Can you oh. Okay. Are you good? Okay. And that was a little bit wobbly. Sorry if I crush your head. Okay. Here. And I'm gripping. I'm sorry. Okay. Grab my thighs. Okay. Ooh. Steady. Okay. And woo. Oh my God, we did it. This is fun. Okay. You good? That was impressive. Good job. You're close. Excuse you. I'll have you know I won prize pig at the county fair, okay? They slapped a bow on me and everything. This is the weight of a champion. Oh. Oh, fuck. Well, we're gonna be in here a little bit longer. Like a while. Mm-hmm. Hold on, well, turn a little bit for me? Just do a 360? Well, we're in the back. You get the back. Like the way back. I don't know! You were the one making the turns! I gave you that responsibility. This is all you, sugar. Well, okay, so the good news is I can see the pumpkin patch. So we know kind of what direction to head. We won't get turned around at the very first corner. You know what? Why don't I just stay up here? Yeah? And I can give you directions? Come on! I am. I'm enjoying my seat. Boo. Oh yeah, your poor shoulders, your poor tired bones can't even handle the weight of little old me. I said you were close before. I don't know why you decided to go up an extra 50 pounds. Look, normally I don't go for these sort of jabs, but why don't you be a man and call forth your Neanderthal DNA, huh? I assume you've got some. You have to. I mean, I do, and I'm definitely the more civilized of the two of us. Lame. Fine. But I'm telling Mitochondrial Eve about this. Whoa! Okay. Ha. Huh. Well, I didn't get the best view of the layout. I could have, you know, just saying. But it looked like going right was a decent bet, at least for a little bit. I mean, that's kind of how it always goes, right? But. Okay, well. After you, madame. Well, that is impressive. I am honestly astounded that we're back here again. This truck is like a goddamn homing beacon. Holy shit! Did you piss off the great pumpkin or something? I think what it is, what it honestly is that you're just bad at this. You'd stink. Like, really, really bad. And that's okay. You know what? Clearly, I have been given the gift of patience. And you're welcome, because if I was somebody else, I maybe probably would have killed you. I would have left you looking like Harold in the back of that pickup, and no one would have blamed me at all. I could have done it so easily, because that's another extraordinary talent that I possess. I could have smothered you with my thighs, and I didn't. You're welcome again. But you know, it's just, we can't all be good at things, okay? And I like things in general, you know? It's just, it's not realistic. Some of us have to be the underdog. It's why communism doesn't work, you know? It goes against our nature. Oh, no, honey, it's not an insult. Don't look so downtrodden, comrade. It's poor for the reputation of the dirt farmer life you were assigned. Your smile is all of our smiles, and your failure affects us all. Don't touch on the accent. I said we can't all be good at everything. It's getting late, okay? We've reached official golden hour lighting, and that's a positive because I look really, really good. Why don't we just take a break for a sec? Cool off, maybe come up with an actual game plan. Maybe I can get on your shoulders again. I don't know. Maybe you're still feeling like a prude. But for now, why don't we just. Yeah. Just kind of chill. Whew. No, fuck. Why did I say that? No, the sweater is just the bane of my existence. It's a stupid thing, and I'm stupid for wearing it. It's like layering tissue. Well, at least that's one thing you've done correctly today. You know, you look very cozy. I guess a broken clock is right at least twice. Hey, you're not upset, right? Like, I just, no, like, I'm not being too harsh, am I? Okay. Well, good. 'Cause I wouldn't like you if I couldn't rag on you a bit. Well, you got a few things going for you. If I really have to make a list. Well, starting with your face and hands. It's two positives, but also the courage to be yourself. Because, you know, not many people would feel comfortable going out into the world like that. Like you, I ought to be specific. And you're very good at it. You're very good at being you. Oh, it's stunning and brave. Attractive, even, some would say. And, like, depending on the day. It makes me glad I'm stuck with you, honestly. Oh, come on. Well, don't you feel the same? What? Am I not a good enough partner for corn maze shenanigans? What is the cutoff? What? That's not fair. That's mean. I'm giving you compliments. Hello. Yeah, I am cold. Really? Oh. No. That's. But then, won't you be cold? I know I'm kind of your biggest harasser, but I don't want you to be stuck in here for another 4 hours and inevitably freeze to death. That's gonna make me look pretty bad. Well, I mean, I have a jacket on too, but if you give me yours... Oh, okay. Transactional chivalry. The true meaning. Okay, well, okay, like I said, so courageous, strong, fun. You smell good. You do. I mean, anyone would be able to tell that. So, how many more qualities do I have to find? Are you gonna take it back if I stop at 5? Didn't I list 5? Oh, wow, really keeping tabs. Well, you're better at math than I am, then. There. Oh, I have more to list, trust me. There are adjectives, they just might not be to your liking. Oh, I'm sorry. Annoying. Annoying? Is that the best you can do? I'm insulted. I can't believe the minimal effort. My cousin once described me as having the spiritual presence of a sun-dried swamp corpse, although she had just gotten her wisdom teeth taken out. I want to make that clear. So I like to think that she was talking about someone else and just never bothered to correct herself post, you know, drugs wearing off. But you've got to step your game up, Buster. You can't come out behind my cousin. Okay, she hawks Cincy, or whatever MLM it is now. I think she's been part of like 3. Oh, yeah, sure. Check your phone service. That's really going to help. Hey, you're not regretting this, right? The whole maze thing? No, I know. I know. But don't listen to me. Or, I mean, you should, but... I am genuinely having fun. No, I don't care. No. Because I I get to spend time with you, so, and it really puts into perspective how blessed I am by comparison. Turn this around on me. Because I wanted to do this. Wait. Don't kiss down there. I'm ticklish. No, I liked the hair pulling. No, I take it back. Kiss me. Whoa. Wait. What if someone... I don't... What are you talking about? Like, I orchestrated this? Do you really think I'm strategic enough to plan getting eaten out from... behind some cornfield. I'm very flat there. And, I'm taunting you. It's just my favorite pastime. It's all. Mm-hmm. No, oh, it's still my favorite past. Don't put them over my mouth if you don't want them licked. What do you want? Please, just don't hold my hips still if you won't move yours. Yes. because my clit isn't enough, please. I am clenching, but I need to feel you move in me. I do. What is this where it stops? Is it because you know you're no good past this stage? If you don't want to embarrass yourself, I understand. But you really ought to enhance your skill set before offering people an orgasm when you know you can't feel the... I'm sorry, sir. I know, I'll watch it. I'll watch my mouth.
Yeah.
Give me a minute, give me No, I got the car for support. Oh God, my legs are like, I have tissues in my bag, conveniently. front pocket, I think. Maybe it's my excuse to get your hands back on my ass. I guess they were further away than I thought. Sounds like they took a different turn. Well, I guess we're not the only ones here after all. I know. I was kind of hoping we'd get to loot a Whole Foods, like, consequence free. What a bummer. That'd be a fun date. Wait. Let's just hang out here for a little bit. Oh, that pervert scarecrow is still there, you know. Probably got his voyeuristic fix for the day. It's fine. Just a little bit longer. You do smell really good, by the way. Hmm.
I just had a horrifying thought. This is kind of an ideal place for, you know, amateur filmmakers to take their drone shots. I know, would we have known? I guess there's only one way to find out. It's gonna end up, if it caught it, I don't know. It can't really make out details, right? From the sky? I think we're okay. And you know what? Even if we're not, that'll be funny. And we'll never get to come here again, but we'll always have the commemorative footage. God, I hope whoever took it isn't a child. Thank you for cooling me down. Or heating me up. I guess it's kind of both. I said kinda. Don't get, God, you're so full of yourself. This is what got us into this situation in the first place, by the way, is your unchecked fucking ego. I didn't say unchecked by me, unchecked by God. You got us lost, and then you got my pants off. That's just a gateway to evil. You know what? Ultimately, it's fine. Yeah. Because the villains are always hotter anyway. Already pretty warm thanks to your jacket. I appreciate the arms around me, though. That is very, very nice. Give me a squeeze. Give me. Okay. It is starting to get actually dark. You know what? We're right on the edge of this stupid maze. Also, why don't we just exit straight through? You know? Just walk the straight shot back? We still haven't picked out our pumpkins. I don't want them to close before... You buy mine, I'll buy yours. Cool. By the way, I want that giant one in the back. Yeah, because I wanna empty it out and then make it into a little house a la James's peach pit. No backing out. No. You gave me your word. You are not getting cheated. No. It's a little out of your wallet, but it will be a good place to continue in whatever direction. You might want to put that away.